Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The talk of the town here over this past week, especially with the colder and winter conditions that we've been seeing, is a shortage of rock salt here locally. Just talk about the impact that you've noticed locally in Clarence and maybe with some of the surrounding municipalities when it comes to a shortage in rock salt.
Well, there certainly is a lot of talk about a salt shortage in Western New York right now due to the fact that the pile at the supplier has been depleted. We haven't had a winter like this in a couple of years. The salt usage was almost nothing last year. So there was quite a stockpile out in Livingston County at the supplier, but it was depleted pretty quickly as we've had, back-to-back storms, a lot of snow down in the southern tier, and just back-to-back little snow squalls and freezing temperatures. So salt usage has been way up this year.
Do you anticipate the shortage being a short-term problem, or is this something that you feel might be a factor that your town and other surrounding municipalities may have to deal with for the rest of the year?
I can only speak for my town, of the town of Clarence. We are not in crisis mode right now. We have about a third of our stockpile ready to go in the salt barn. We do have some salt ordered. And we anticipate deliveries starting, in the next couple of days, 3 to 5 days after delivery. I did get off the phone with the American Rock Salt Company this morning. They are working 3 shifts, 24 hours a day, so trying to get what they can out of the ground. But you can only deliver the supply that you have, and they don't want to deplete the supply every day. They're pretty confident that within 3 to 5 days, they can be back up and running if we see a break in the weather in Western New York. So obviously they're delivering salt to every town, municipality, county, state, as they have both the state OGS contract and the Erie County contract. So they are the supplier for, I would say, almost everybody.
Have you needed to assist other municipalities surrounding you? Have other highway supervisors contacted you in terms of anything that they may require your assistance with? Or is this just a matter of, just trying to manage the supply and ensuring that you have enough going forward?
Well, there's 25 towns in Erie County, and the superintendents in Erie County are pretty tight. We email several times a day and certainly reach out to our neighbors if we're in crisis. And that opportunity or the request hasn't happened as of yet. But if we were, take a call from one of our neighbors that was certainly in dire straits for salt, we would do everything we could do to help them.
And with this rock salt shortage, is there anything like that you're thinking of in terms of exploring alternative ways to help clear the roads or treat the roads during instances of excessive snow or ice or that sort of stuff to make sure that it's passable?
So the last couple of days with the temperatures around zero, certainly between 0 and 15 degrees, salt is almost ineffective at those temperatures. So we kind of cut back and just saved what we had in the pile. There was no sense in just putting it down to plow it off a little bit later. We also have the ability to use liquid additives into our salt, which gives the a little more residual on the road and allows us to melt snow at lower temperatures. So we have little tricks. We use salt brine as well, which activates the salt quicker. And so there's little tricks that we can try, but at a time like this, conservation and just not wasting salt is paramount.